Thank you.
Are you settling in well?
Yeah, things are going really well. Lots and lots to do, but some very, very exciting times.
Right, for those that are unaware, and I'm sure there aren't many, what is Don River Railway?
Don River Railway is a preserved steam heritage railway that runs from Don out to Coles Beach, distance of 3.5 kilometres, and is currently offering a diesel train ride during the week and on a Saturday, and steam train rides on a Sunday.
And been about for nearly 50 years, still going. That must mean it's pretty popular.
Yeah, it's doing pretty, pretty well. One of our plans now going into the future, though, is to seek more funding so that we can build a much, much better experience, a bigger experience for tourists, and hopefully increase their stay here in and around Devonport.
Now, you've been trying to do this for a number of years at Don River Railway. What's the hold-up?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's a classic case of the timing absolutely right. Now, I've only been on board now 3 weeks, so obviously picking up the reins from other GMs. So the government have come to the party and provided funds for us to do some feasibility studies. And now we're in a position to both chase those funds to increase the experience here with visitor centres, interpretation centre, new cafe, as well as spending money on some of the infrastructure. And more importantly, look at entering into some negotiations with Tazrail about getting access back onto the main line to look at the potential of running steam trains and diesel trains between Devonport and Penguin.
Now, we've been seeing this float around for a number of years now. Is it ever going to be a reality?
I think, again, I get back to timing. I think there's a political will. There's a will from the railway. And hopefully we can get Tazrail to support the project as well. So the potential is there. And at the end of the day, along the coast from Devonport to Penguin, we're looking at some of the best scenery in the world. So for me, from a tourism perspective, it's a no-brainer. And really what we're doing is revisiting something that used to happen not that long ago with the Saturday morning trains to the Penguin Market.
How good would that be to see in the very near future? Now, what kind of timeline will we be looking at if this does come to fruition?
I certainly think if we got funding tomorrow, which is not likely, we're probably seeing at a sort of 2 to 3 year timetable of actually getting all this project up and running and to fruition. Because obviously things like new buildings have got to go through development application stage. We need to rebuild a couple of steam locos. Well, that doesn't happen overnight, as well as providing all the connections onto the main line. But first of all, we've got to start the negotiation with Tazrail and hopefully come to some form of agreement on how that can happen.
Rumour has it you have the experience. What are some of your credentials?
Well, my background, I've been involved in steam heritage railways now for 30 years. I was the operations and commercial manager at Ffestiniog Railway in North Wales, one of the largest commercial heritage railways in the world. I then came across to Tassie in 2000 to start the West Coast Wilderness Railway project off down in Queenstown. And in the first 7 years I was there, turned that into a very, very successful tourism attraction. I was then poached and I ran Puffingbilly Railways, their chief executive officer, for 5 years. Again, building their patronage. So pre-COVID, they were carrying just on 600,000 people a year. So that's the sort of demand that people want to travel on heritage railways. So I've come from a background of both capitally funded projects looking to build those individual railways up to increase their patronage, but I've also come from a background of volunteering and of steam railways. So that side of the business, the volunteers that put their time in free of charge, is not lost on me either.
Now, we know that Don River Railway is run by volunteers, so are you on the hunt for more people to give of their time, or perhaps you're looking for more skilled people to help you in the future?
It's both. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have the skills and always, always, always looking for new volunteers. We'll be looking to have a volunteer day in the near future, and hopefully that will attract some more people down so we can boost the number of volunteers down here at the railway that will allow us to increase what we do a little bit more easily.
Now, you've seen funding come and go, and you've seen the potential for tourist railways. Now, we know that people book holidays purely to travel on trains. Do you see this being no exception in Tasmania if you get back on the main line?
Totally. Absolutely the case. I myself actually run a tour for one of the mainline steam rail companies looking at the steam railways around Tasmania. It's a very, very lucrative high-spend market. So, yes, that's one market. And then general heritage railway enthusiasts is another market. But 95% of people who visit heritage railways profess no interest in steam trains.
Really?
Yeah, it's a surprising statistic. But they do want to visit a little bit of yesteryear, have that experience of the magic and the romance of steam trains.
So
we've got to cater for those. It's not all about railway enthusiasts.
Interesting. So if anybody's interested in putting their hand up and volunteering or just checking out what goes on at Don River Railway, how do they go about it?
Oh, just get in touch with the railway and one of our volunteers or myself will get back to them.
Well, Eamon Seddon, welcome to Don River Railway. Welcome to the northwest of Tasmania. And we hope to see some of this come to light in the very near future, hey?
Absolutely. Thanks for your time. And I'm really, really pleased to be here.